I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio.
How about you let me drive?
Oh, no.
Who's gonna drive you home?
Honey, please, I'll do the driving.
Drive on.
Excuse me, I wanna drive.
Just drive, baby.
It's the question that drives us.
This is the Drive to the Close.
That funky music will drive us till the dawn.
On Bloomberg Radio.
All right, Carol, well, we are just about 11 minutes to the closing bell. And of course, we got a lot of big tech names, important results in just about 10, 12 minutes time.
Yeah, then we're going to be crossing the Bloomberg terminal fast and furiously. Let's get to the Drive to the Close, because with us is Larry Pitkowski. He's managing partner and portfolio manager at Goodhaven Capital Management. He's back with us. He's based in Millburn, New Jersey, and that's where we find him on the phone this Thursday. Larry, good to have you here with us. Very different tone from what we got from yesterday, and we saw stocks kind of picking up some momentum in the last hour or so. So we're kind of bouncing around our highs of the day. I don't know. What do you focus on right now in our world? There's so many macro stories out there right now. The big ones, the election, the virus, the lack of stimulus, waiting for stimulus. What's the most important to you?
The most important to us, Carol, are what do we think about our companies and what are the future earnings going to be, and what do we think about the future values and what price are we paying for them? And that's the most critical thing. You know, in investing, you have to decide if a piece of information is important and is it knowable. There's all kinds of things that are important, but they're really not knowable. And I think most of the macro stuff is not knowable. And I think it behooves an investor of any sort to just try and focus on the businesses that you own and what you think about their future earnings capabilities or future drivers of value, and then try and pay an attractive price. And for us at Goodhaven, we did a little buying yesterday, and we haven't done any buying today. And I think that is consistent with the opportunistic way that I try and invest money.
It's so funny, because everything that was true yesterday is true again today. The virus is still spreading. There's still no stimulus. There's still a lot of uncertainty that's hanging in the air when it comes to the election. So do you expect this kind of volatility, the daily ups and downs, to continue?
I think that one should, I've written for some time that I think the nature of markets, you know, the percentage of market activity that's electronic driven, either high frequency trading, quants, passive money, is a very high percentage. And a lot of those strategies to some extent are on autopilot, and a lot of it is sell weakness by strength. And so I think one should expect more volatility. The key as an investor is how do you attempt to take advantage of that, you know, for yourself or for your clients, of any sort. And I think you have to be prepared. I think it helps to not be leveraged. And I think you need to have some liquidity. And then I think you have to have your shopping list and have done your homework, because I don't think the volatility is going away.
You know, put 20 people in a room, investment guys, gals, you name it, and, you know, put out a macro issue, and you get 10 who say one thing and 10 who say the other. I mean, I feel that way about macro. Like, you can go kind of a lot of different directions, that it is about knowing your companies, knowing your investments, knowing the fundamentals, and when to kind of pull the lever. So, Larry, let's drill down. You know, what are some of the names that are coming up on your radar? Where would you commit new money to right now?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question. You know, back in 1999, 2000, a younger Larry Pitkowski found himself managing money during a period where there were excesses in certain areas, and there were other sectors that had been kind of left behind. And at that, during that period, I happened to have found a bunch of opportunities in and around the property and casualty insurance area, which for the next 8 years or so, you know, proved to be a very good place to have investments while other sectors of the market went through a very difficult period. So ironically, here as we sit in 2020, I think there are a bunch of the sector of things in and around the property and casualty insurance area, I think, is an interesting place to look. And I mention that because I'm going to read you a quote from, I'm not going to tell you the company, from an earnings report from the other day. A company put out a release and they said, by the way, the average price increase for our, you know, some of our main products, and I'm paraphrasing, was 14.5%. and the top line grew 8% in some areas. So that's not a cloud-based company. That happens to be W.R. Berkley, which is a property and casualty insurance company that we don't own. But it's a endemic of, I think, some of the positive tailwinds happening in that industry. Now, the sector will have some very material catastrophes for Q3. You've got hurricanes, you've had terrible fires, and you still have some COVID claims. But I think at Goodhaven, the question that I ask myself, and I'm assisted here in the portfolio by Artie Kwok, is where are there sectors that the market has potentially not recognized where there might still be bargains? Because there's all kinds of interesting sectors that the market has recognized them, and we own some of those, which is fine, but where might there be opportunities? I think here are potential opportunities.
Well, you say you're looking for a bargain. Can I assume that means you're staying away from large cap tech?
Well, we have a material exposure to Alphabet, which we've owned for a long time, and we've made an enormous amount of money on. I don't think it's priced in at a ridiculous level. I think it's probably like a mid-20s PE ex the cash to 2022 earnings, which for a company of that quality, where I think the growth will get back to some normal level and it so dominates its world, I don't think that's a ridiculous level. There are all kinds of other sectors in and around tech where there seem to be some material excesses. I don't think Alphabet's one of them, and that's not a prediction about what earnings are going to be in 20 minutes. But there are plenty of obvious areas of material excesses. But the nice thing about investing, if you're managing a portfolio that is somewhat concentrated and you have a lot of flexibility, is you don't have to go to where there are excesses. You can go instead to where you think there are opportunities.
What do you say, and just got about 40 seconds here, I think among your top holdings is Berkshire, and then you've got Alphabet. Like, it's an interesting kind of...
Two very different companies.
Yeah, and Berkshire, I feel like, is going through some adjustments, in terms of some of its holdings and investments, but nonetheless, two very different companies. What does that say about kind of your thinking? And just got about 40 seconds here, very quickly.
I think what it says about my thinking, Goodhaven's thinking, is we have an eclectic approach to where we may find opportunities. I think it's a mistake to just pigeonhole oneself and to say, it has to have a certain metric of some sort. We think Berkshire's is now our biggest holding. It's very attractive. It has material holdings in and around property and casualty insurance and reinsurance, which look to have a tailwind. And I like the evolution of the Todd and Ted and the investment portfolio. I think it's a healthy thing for the future of the business.
All right, Larry, take care. Good to get some thoughts from you. Larry Pitkowski, Managing Partner, Portfolio Manager at Goodhaven Capital Management, on the phone in Millburn, New Jersey. You're listening to Bloomberg Radio.